Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. That means it's fucking Monday. It's also the 27th day of September 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 63 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's raining. That's a good thing. In case you didn't know, because we need about 10 inches of rain, 20 foot of snow, and we'd be about up to just until it's dry. Other than that, it's just breathe smoke and die. Let's see what we're going to look at here first. Oregon law takes effect requiring guns to be locked in homes from Breitbart, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's get into this. Oregon law takes effect requiring guns to be locked in the home. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A new law took effect in Oregon. No, there is no law that can take effect in Oregon that violates the fucking supreme law of this land, which this is just gross violation. This is fucking rogue, fucking foreign, fucking occupational fucking government that needs to be driven out of this country. This is in violation of the law of we the people, the supreme law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, and it is not binding to any goddamn single individual sovereign in this goddamn state or in this country. A new law took effect in Oregon. No, it ain't a law. It's policy. It is not a fucking law because it violates the law. Took effect in Oregon Saturday, requiring guns to be locked and or securely stored when in the home. Now see, what are they doing here? I think the fifth article says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the fucking law. Are they going to get a fucking, each fucking person in this state and get an order for them that affects their fucking home? And are they going to do that as an individual in their individual capacity in the common law court that we are absolutely guaranteed under our fucking law, the law of we the people, the highest law of this land, the Bill of fucking Rights? Let's look at this here. On April 19, 2021, the Associated Press reported the Oregon legislature was considering the gun lock bill and noted it, quote, would be among the toughest in the U.S. You don't know how to read, motherfuckers. That's your problem. They just had a guy on the stupid box before I came up here. He's a constitutional expert. constitutional expert, and they were asking him if this forced vaccination, if these companies, if these corporations, which cannot exist because they are collectives, if these collective fucking licensed fucking government agents could fucking require or fire people if they refuse to take the fucking death shot. And he, of course, well, yes, they can. Presidents, well, the judges are going to rule. He didn't say what the law was. He didn't say what law gave them the authority, because there is no fucking authority. You are not getting due process of the fucking law. You are being coerced. That coercion is not fucking voluntary. And in this fucking country, you would have to seize my body under the fourth article with a fucking warrant. And then you would have to fucking go through the whole fucking process of the sixth through the fucking eighth, and then you you'd have to have a jury, a foreman of a jury, hand down a verdict from the fucking common law jury in the common law jurisdiction with the common law judge, with the common law sheriff, with the common law coroner, that said that I have to take this fucking shot, and there's no way you could do it because it would be a violation of my fucking of my person. It'd be seizure of my person without due process. The bottom line is, who's the victim? You would have to show that, you would have to show, what you're talking about here is theoretical. And not to mention COVID-19 has never been fucking identified. It has never been isolated. There is no sample of it. It does not fucking exist. But I mean, well, I mean, that's damn, I mean, this is called executive dictate. This is fucking corporate fucking, British accredited registry. This is fucking royal dictate from fucking England. And it is not fucking binding to any fucking American national in this country. And it is way past time that we stood up like fucking men and fucking, enforced our fucking law, our Bill of Rights. We're life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, and that due process is fucking outlined in both criminal and fucking civil suits. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of the trial, the jury trial, shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court in the United States than according to the rules of the common law, which is that fucking Bill of Rights. Now here we have the fucking violation of the third article, because they're presuming to come in and fucking seize your fucking house with no fucking due process of the law and tell you what you to do inside your fucking own castle. This is why the people left fucking England. That's why they fucking took the peril of the fucking journey, that a lot of them didn't even fucking make it over here because it was so dangerous, a journey across the sea to get here. A lot of them didn't survive when they got here. But this is what they came here to get fucking rid of. This is seizure of your fucking home. If they can tell me I can fucking what I have to do with my fucking guns in my home, they can tell me what I can eat. They can tell me, no, you fucking can't. You fucking treasonous, dog shit eating foreign motherfuckers aren't telling me shit. And not only this is where that third article comes into play. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Now this is taking over your home. It's no different in quartering soldiers. They're coming and they want to tell you what you can do in your fucking castle. Castle doctrine says that you fucking, nobody can tell you what to do in your fucking castle unless they went through the proper procedure, which is the procedure in the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the absolute fucking, superior law in the superior jurisdiction, which belongs to we the fucking people. An individual would have to take you to fucking court and gain jurisdictional authority over your house. Which, that would be a tough fucking, that'd be a tough nut to crack. In fact, they would end up fucking hanging from a lamppost, because just to attempt this is fucking, sedition and treason. This is what this bitch is trying here is pure sedition and fucking treason, man. But then you got your, I love that constitution. Well, yeah, he didn't say they could because of any law or anything, but the judges are going to do this. Of course, the Star Chamber judges who fucking work for these same son of a bitches invested in Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and fucking Bill Gates Foundation. Of course they're going to fucking say, oh, yeah, they can do anything they fucking want. Well, they can't. That's what the fucking king thought when he marched on fucking Concord, that they could do anything they want because might is right. Well, we got more might than you got, motherfuckers. And it's starting to show. These son of a bitches are heading downhill. I mean, you're seeing people fucking just bursting out. Fucking people are tired of this goddamn shit. And you hear more and more just the people going, man, you're going to make the people do something they don't want to do. And fucking we're ready. We're fucking come on into the fucking jungle, you motherfuckers, and bring all your goddamn foreigners in here. We'll plant them like fucking corn. On April 19, 2021, the Associated Press reported that the Oregon legislature was considering the gun lock bill, noted it would be among the toughest in the nation. It is a fucking absolute, unquestionable violation of the second article, of the ninth article, of the tenth article, and it's a violation of every article in the fucking Bill of Rights. But then they have told us already. The ACLU came out and told us they were declaring war on our Bill of Rights. And that's what the King of England did. When he marched on fucking Concord, he declared war on the fucking people, and the people are the fucking Bill of Rights. This is our jurisdictional authority, you motherfuckers. And that second article has us armed to the fucking teeth, and we will enforce our fucking law, you dirty pricks. You're not just, all this tough, you know, like you got the shit in New York where the healthcare workers are walking out because they won't take that death shot they've been giving to other people. And then so, well, we're going to have the National Guard come in. Well, you're a corporation. So that National Guard is a part of your corporate, that's your corporate scabs? Is that what that's what the fucking National Guard's for? National Guard's fucking illegal. The fucking goddamn, the state cannot have a fucking judicial fucking authority over we the people. It's against the fucking law. It's against the fucking Bill of Rights. It does not require them to go through the procedural due process in order to gain jurisdictional authority to tell us to do any fucking thing. It is just, I'm telling you to do it and I will send these armed soldiers that you fucking paid for any of you goddamn National Guard to cooperate with this, you are fucking guilty of treason and you will fucking be tried and hung, if not killed in battle. Make sure you understand that. You are fucking low-life fucking treasonous dogs. At any rate, fucking, this is a seizure of your fucking home. I mean, you'd have to have the power of the fucking possession of the home to fucking say what goes on in that goddamn home, wouldn't you? So this is a fucking unlawful seizure of your fucking home without due process of the law. It is also a blatant violation of the due process clauses in the fucking Bill of Rights, and it is a blatant violation of the second article, which is the enforcement mechanism for the Bill of Rights. In case, as Ten Scotts put it, a government forgets what their fucking duties to the people are. And they think they're going to inflict tyranny on you. And they are inflicting tyranny right now. This goddamn thing, this is all corporate too, people. Remember that. The goddamn National Guard is corporate. It works for a corporation. That makes them corporate fucking scabs. And they should be treated as such. And any of you fuckers that stay on with this shit, you're traitors against your people, and you're traitors against the law of this fucking land. And you will be, well, the king's men, man, they marched out, they were pretty fucking, they had their noses up in the air thinking how much better they were than the riffraff that they were going to encounter. And they got their fucking asses kicked like you're going to get yours kicked. We're going to shoot every one of you motherfuckers out of this country. And the ones that are left that went along, you Judeo-Christians, I don't give a fuck if you're 80 fucking years old. You're marching into the goddamn ocean, you fucking traitors. The bill was considered. Opponents of gun lock requirements testified of having loved ones who... See, this is the argument. This is how they get away with this shit. Because it's all being run by the British Accredited Registry, a private fucking corporation, private fucking English law being practiced on American fucking soil. This is not fucking lawful. The only fucking law that can be practiced on this fucking soil is the fucking law in the Bill of Rights. It's the only law that's been ratified in this fucking country. By the people. It is the people's law, the people's jurisdictional authority. The bill was being considered, comma, opponents of the gun lock requirements. Now listen to this shit. Testified of having one's loved ones who had needed a gun for self-defense who were unable to access their firearm because it was locked. That has nothing to do with it. It's apples and oranges. It has no fucking thing to do with a well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. And if this ain't fucking infringement, fucking you, I mean, fuck, I'll eat my hat. You know it is. They can't even talk about it. They're not to have nothing to do with our fucking side of the fucking fence. They were just supposed to stay over there, fuck away from us. And take care of some petty fucking chores. They were to be our servants. They were to be clerks to take care of. Because we all can't get in the fuck 3 million of us. 300 million of us can't get in the goddamn same room to sign a piece of paper. That's why you had a fucking government. And if you somebody, some son of a bitch out there decided that they were going to take your those God-given natural rights away from you. Well, they were there just like they were during the Confederacy when the elite ran every fucking thing and where a poor man didn't even have a fucking right and but was still forced to fucking fight, was pressed into fucking service like these cock-sucking militias out there, these 3 percenters, these oath keepers. You think you're going to press us into fucking service? We're ready to fight anybody right fucking now, you pricks. And we outnumber you fucking thousands to one and you know it. Bring what you got and let's fucking do it. I am so fucking sick of you. I'm sick of these communists. I'm sick of these fascists. I'm sick of these fucking Marxists. I'm sick of these fucking Bolsheviks. Get the fuck out of my country. That's an order from the fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people. If this individual Freeman, sovereign national, Henry Owen Shively Jr. the sixth, you are ordered out. Or self-defense, unable to access their firearms because it was locked. You're fucking, this is exactly what they did in Australia, people. And then after they gotta be, how are they gonna tell if you're fucking obeying their fucking unlawful, fucking, their unlawful tyranny? Well, they're gonna have to come in and take a look. Well, that's fucking what we've been waiting on. You come to get them fucking guns, motherfuckers, you die. I don't really give a fuck. I don't care if not another motherfucker in this goddamn country has the balls to fight. This man's gonna fight you. You let these motherfuckers walk on you. You're pathetic. Unable to access their firearms because it was locked. They quoted Jim Mitchell of Sarrenton, Oregon, who said he and his wife, he said he was, who said he was, wife was, that's what it says. He and, I think it should have been an instead of was, he and his wife was, he's got two was's there, home alone one night, heard strange noises and went to the nightstand to retrieve a pistol from a locked gun box. He said the alleged intruder found his wife before she was able to get to her gun from the box. Michelle said she was unable to get the box unlocked and the pistol out before he got into the bedroom and threatened her with his gun. She has never recovered. On June 1st, 2021, the AP noted the legislation SB 555 had been passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Kate Brown, who is not the fucking governor. She is not fucking, she has no jurisdictional authority in this fucking state. Or in this country. She is a goddamn, she is a fucking guilty of treason. She is guilty of sedition. She is guilty of blatant violation of the law of we the fucking people. She is not our servant and she sure as hell is not our fucking master. She's a criminal and she needs to be prosecuted, tried for fucking high treason and fucking hung by the neck until she is fucking dead. You're not going to get rid of this bitch of voting, people. Quit listening to these fucking Trump tards and all this shit. This has been the ballot system. You know the big ballot system of the last phony fucking corporate fucking election that if you participated in, you were a fucking traitor? You remember that? Then they went to paper ballot. Boy, they told you how crooked those paper. I've been telling you that for fucking how many years? You will not get rid of these motherfuckers by any vote. There's only one way you get rid of these fucking communists and have a fucking life again, and that is to fucking shoot them out of this fucking country, to blast them out of this fucking country, to march them into the fucking ocean. The AP observed that SB 554 requires, you can't require me to do anything without a fucking jurisdictional authority, cunt. And you do not have it, cunt. The only way you can get it, cunt, is to come at me with your individual capacity into a common law court that you and your fucking fellow fucking communists got rid of and your fucking, not just communists and fascists, got rid of a long time ago. We're at fucking war. So you don't require me, this is like fucking, you know, being on the battlefield. And here comes a guy walking across the fucking field. I mean, you got fucking cannon going, this guy comes walking, everybody stops. And he comes over with the flag and says, and gives you a decree from the king. The king decrees that you spike all your, cannon and break the locks off of all your rifles. He has written this. This is the king's decree. This is that fucking stupid. It really is. Like anybody is going to fucking goddamn, they're pumping goddamn Afghanistanis in here. They're pumping Haitians in here. The fucking savages of the fucking, you know, for the fucking, like they release in the wilderness during the fucking, the uprising that was hijacked and called a revolution. They released the fucking savages. I mean, that's one of their fucking techniques. That's all right. We'll mow those motherfuckers down. They better get them the fuck out of our country. And you know, bringing them in with, you know, they had their big talk is about this bitch that's missing. You know how many people are missing in this country under about the same fucking circumstances? This was for Nancy Grace's new fucking show. This is all a fucking program. This is all pure fucking propaganda. They changed the law so that they could exercise propaganda on you. Few people fucking even took notice. But they'll call him a liar. A lying son of a bitch until they say something they half agree with. Well, now that's true. Like, yeah, fucking you. That is the goddamn enemy. Those are the people who have declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights, on your autonomy, on your freedom, on your liberty, on your right to own property, you stupid son of a bitches. You do not cooperate with them in any fucking way. I mean, this has got to end, people. That's all I can fucking tell you. And we can end it and fucking, what has been done to us has been allowed. That is the most sickening fucking part of this. We have fucking allowed it. Because we didn't have to allow it. You got two goddamn corporate fucking parties in this fucking country. That would be the corporate Republicans and the corporate fucking Democrats. Corporations! They do not fucking rule this fucking country. You got to decide which corporation one's communist and one's fascist. That's their platforms for their private fucking goddamn parties and their private platforms. One is fascist, one is communist. Well, that's what I'm going to go vote. See, I voted this and they go against. I don't like that nowhere. And then the next time I don't like that. You're fucking dumb. We told you before, fucking unregistered to fucking vote. That's the only fucking way you can make any kind of statement about voting is unregister. Let them know you're not, no, I'm not playing this fucking game. I'm in it to fucking end this shit. And the fucking, I know what your fucking vote is. It's fucking bullshit. Even, I mean, God damn it, this is a country if excluding the fucking probably 200 million fucking people that aren't supposed to be here. This is a country of about 320 fucking million people. And you think that you can have a fucking honest vote? Look at it like that movie, Gangs of New York, where they're going around moving them from precincts. That's what they do that today. They've done it all along. How could you keep on voting and things keep getting worse? You keep having less. They keep taking more, seizing more fucking power. Well, we did this act. You did an act? What the fuck is an act? Well, we just wrote it down on a piece of paper. You know, there's like 300 or 400 of us here in the Congress and, 50 or 60 of us in the fucking, or 70, 80 of us in the fucking Senate. And we just all signed it. Now it's fucking law. No, that ain't how it fucking works, son of a bitch. Now you do not inflict your fucking authority upon us. We grant any authority that you ever had that you have none of now because you have breached that authority. You have committed high fucking treason. You have committed high crimes and misdemeanors. You have fucking betrayed the fucking people. And that's what that Constitution was set up to do. Man, I always have to come back to it. You don't got to worry about, you don't need no Bill of Rights. You don't need no Bill. There's nothing in that Constitution that could be used to fucking enslave you, to seize your fucking house like they would over in jolly old England, to fucking tell you what you can. It's like the old man, you know, after they took all their guns over there in England. These guys are like in the 80s, and these fucking thugs come in with knives and raping his 80-year-old fucking wife. He had a shotgun hidden away. He fucking blasted them. And guess who got in fucking, he got put in fucking prison, 80-year-old man, for defending his fucking goddamn wife. His wife from rape. Is that what you want in this country? Or are you gonna stand up like fucking men and fight like Americans? We don't put up with this shit. We don't form little groups and discuss it. We just, as individuals, no you fucking are not. You do it, there will be fucking consequences. We're at fucking war. You've declared the fucking war. I mean, goddamn it. Once somebody declares war, can't you start shooting in? Or what are you fucking waiting on?
Henry.
Yes.
Have you seen the latest footage out of Australia and how yes. fucking bad it is there?
Well, I think about it every time, you know, all you're seeing is, oh God, all these, you know, the Black Caucus and all these fucking pricks, these communist fucking, Marxist fucking Bolshevik bastards, showing them, pushing those Haitians back across that river. Now that, you know, oh, they used horses and shoved them. You go look at what they did, fucking, not just rubber bullets, but tons of rubber. They shot the fuck out of the goddamn protesters in fucking, Australia. They tear gas them. Why can't you use, you can use it on in places here with children. When the people are out there protesting with their children, they have no fucking problem, people, firing tear gas canisters at them and rubber bullets. Do they? It's just like that World Trade Center, that one up in Seattle, where they had the accident. Somebody filmed them. They walked up to this fucking couple pushing a fucking goddamn stroller and shot the baby in that fucking stroller in the face with tear gas. But man, you don't even, you shoved a fucking foreigner trying to force their way into your country and take every fucking thing you got? Fuck off, Border Patrol! You're fired! You got that? You're not serving the fucking people! You are traitors! Get the fuck out of the way! Cause when we come through there, your ass is gonna be herded on down south too, where you fucking came from, every fucking one of ya! It has to happen. What do you fucking people think? What do you want? What do you want your fucking grandchildren to have? What life do you think they're gonna have under fucking this kind of shit? Why? Because you were fucking, you had fucking, I don't know, 5, 6, 10 years of life left and you just couldn't risk it? It's like the speech on Braveheart that, William Wallace gave. Many years from now, lying in your deathbed. You know, would you give up a chance to be free just for those fucking years so that you can have more time to fucking live as a fucking cock-sucking slave on your fucking knees? Is life good for you when you fucking don't have control of your own fucking will, your own thoughts, your own goddamn house? These son of a bitches think they can fucking control your house? What the fuck has this come to? When do you shoot? When do the people just start fucking northern fucking Washington and just start a sweep just like Castro did right through fucking Cuba? Fucking just start off there and just fucking head down. You have the Alaskans to your back and they got their fucking goddamn, fascists and their goddamn, communists up there in fucking, Alaska, but they also got fucking tons of militia. And what's at their back? Canada? Canada's had it with this fucking shit too. So they send theirs down that they got their backs. And then you just let this thing sweep from this side of the Rockies, and then on the other side of the Rockies, you come down from the fucking Dakotas and Minnesota from the north and just fucking just come through this. I mean, just pick up the people as you go. And then fuck, I mean, we got so many with fucking, it'd be like an elk hunt when there ain't enough elk to go around. and just sweep across this country enforcing the fucking law. God, I never thought, you know, people always, in the past I've seen people that have shot people that came in, you know, came through a window in their house and stuff, and how, I did it by the law. This is the fucking highest law in the land, you cowards! It was easy to shoot in the dark and shoot that fucking, the asshole deserved it, come through your fucking window. Yeah, but what did he do? He came in and he fucking seized your fucking house, didn't he? He was gonna fucking hard to tell what he was gonna do to you. And you shot him, and they're proudly standing, yeah, I shot him. But you will fucking let these dirty cocksuckers, these communists, these Bolsheviks, these fascists, you'll let them fucking seize your fucking house. And fucking think they can fucking tell you what to do in your own fucking house. I mean, this is blatant violation of the entire fucking Bill of Rights, which is the highest superior fucking land. It is the superior jurisdiction of we the people. I mean, they told you. People used to remember. I mean, God, can you remember anything? They told you that they served at your leave. The people consented. I never consented to any. None of my ancestors fucking consented to the fucking Constitution, okay? Neither did yours. It was the fucking corporate elite. The same son of a bitches that were running the colonies. And they wanted to keep that Confederacy because it kept them fucking royalty on these goddamn shores. That fucking Bill of Rights, it fucking made everyone equal. But right from the beginning, the people failed to fucking enforce it. The day December 15, 1791, that went in effect, there could be no slavery in this country. Could there? Read it. It's at a third grade level. Could they enslave anybody? No. Could they do any of the shit they've been doing? Could they still hold original jurisdiction? No. That was checkmate. That was a chains that binded the fucking government, and it also binds each and every one of us, because we are all subject, even as individuals, to that fucking law. But do you hear him? Oh, this constitutional expert, he says not one word about law. Not one word about law or how it's applied. It's just, these judges are gonna do this. Of course they fucking are. They were appointed by the same son of a bitches that are your fucking enemies, that have declared war on your Bill of Rights, hence war on the fucking people of this fucking country. Hello? When somebody declares war on you, you better decide whether you're gonna fucking fight or fucking surrender. And if you're gonna surrender, fuck, just go ahead and do it. You yellow son of a bitches. You spineless bastards. You'll see no concern. Don't look for that goddamn fucking corporate militia to fucking save your ass. They do not want rid of the federal corporation. It is done very well by them. They have very fat wallets. They just want the control back. How did they get control of this goddamn country? By fucking removing the fucking Bill of Rights by one little bit at a time. And then finally, these attorneys, these lawyers, who are fucking British fucking agents, they fucking just completely removed the fucking goddamn people's law and replaced it with a private fucking law controlled by the Queen. So that's who's fucking with you. That's who's doing this. That's who's trying to subjugate you. The fucking Queen of England again, people. Your fucking ancestors had the balls to stand up and blow those fuckers out of our country and say, no, I'm going to be free. And then they put it in fucking writing. They ratified it as the absolute highest law in this fucking land. And these motherfuckers, just like this bitch right here, piss on your goddamn second article. Piss on the whole fucking Bill of Rights. She can't do this. This is against the fucking law. You are not bound to fucking follow any of these fucking orders from a fucking treasonous fucking Bolshevik that is attempting to fucking subjugate you and take your goddamn country and all its resources away from you. No! Ain't gonna happen, bitch! And it's still the same thing, it's just these old goddamn propagandists. God, I wanna get them, I want a whole room full of them, just for me to deal with. I know what you do, I've read your fucking shit from clear back in 1917, I mean, and before that, you fucking slimy communist pieces of fucking dog, and you fascist pieces of shit. And everybody's, oh, it's not fascist because that would implicate old Donald Trump, wouldn't it? You know the guy that fucking, by executive dictate, told you you can't have bump stops? Fucking violated your first article, right? Spit on it. And then said, well, we'll take the guns first, and then we'll have procedural, then we'll give you your due process. That is not how due process works. And you think he's that dumb? If he's that dumb, what the fuck's he doing president? Just like this goddamn Biden. If he is that fucking retard, oh, they had him up there getting his shot today. His shot of saline. I mean, like, that's going to sell anybody. Like, anybody believes it. I seen him take a shot of something. I guarantee it wasn't that fucking coronavirus bullshit. Motherfucker might have dropped right there on the goddamn stage. That wouldn't have been pretty. They gave the fucker a shot of saline. And they, oh, now you go do it. Fuck you. You do not have the jurisdictional authority to order me to do anything. I have the jurisdictional authority to order you. I order you to fucking shut down your fucking unlawful corporation. To shut down the fucking your unlawful 14th fucking amendment. And then fucking turn yourselves in for fucking prosecution under the fucking common law in a common law court. You son of a bitches. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag. has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks all swing. Shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:45 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And that's what war is, people. That's what real fucking war is. What you got here in Oregon, and, well, in the United States, and with this fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of our law, is a Vichy fucking government enforcing their fucking dictate with a private fucking army. It's a private fucking government, and it's a private fucking army, and they're pretending that they fucking own you. And the only thing standing between them is that them and you is that Bill of Rights, the law, the absolute law that you have the right to kill to fucking enforce. Your fucking ancestors killed to get it put in place. And you were supposed to always know that the only way that you held these son of a bitches off was at the barrel of a fucking gun. And now you're just like this bitch here wanting to fuck. Oh, yeah, it'd be really sweet for their fucking, when they come to fucking, give you the death shot or the fucking, come to take your fucking gun just to become busting in your house, you know, as a practice, you know, a fucking like 100 of them and overwhelm you before. No. Boom. Not only boom, but fucking boom. You motherfuckers don't know what you're coming up against. And you fuckers in that goddamn National Guard across this goddamn country, you go along with this shit, you are treasonous. You are traitors, and you will be fucking dealt with accordingly. You have joined an army against your own fucking people. You fucking walk away from it and join with the fucking people and crush these motherfuckers, or you will fucking, you'll fight us. You'll die, we'll die, in the end we'll win because there's more of us. And then they can send their fucking United Nations fucking coolies over here to get fucking to fertilize our land with their blood and their bones. Here you go, people. Biden's added nearly 1 million illegal aliens to the United States in 8 months, and that's not counting the goddamn Afghanistanis. 30,000 of them, people. Released them all across this goddamn country. Why would they do that? Your representatives, they'll admit that the American nationals in this country do not want this. Yeah, but that's your representative. Why? Because the fucking corporation put up two fucking traitors that would do the same thing, that will follow their fucking orders instead of our fucking law. And you voted. I went and voted. I voted for Trump. Or I voted for Biden. Both fucking traitors. Both fucking the left and right wing of the same fucking shitbird, right? Either we have the fucking jurisdictional authority over this country or we're fucking slaves. What is it for you? Is it the fucking 14th Amendment in the United States Corporation, or is it the fucking Bill of Rights and Freedom and Liberty? What are you going to fight for? Remember who started that goddamn fight back in 1775? It was fucking just regular people. Just like you. And they came out and they said, we're not going to be your goddamn slave. That what we have worked for and fucking created and fucking belongs to us, you're not going to just take it because you say you own us and we are your subjects. So as your subjects, whatever belongs to us belongs to you. You don't own me, you motherfuckers. You never will. You'll never own me. Not in this life. National Border Patrol Council, you're fired, fuckers. You're not guarding our borders. You're aiding an invasion in our into our country. They're just releasing these motherfuckers. I mean, you better get that COVID-19 shot as a medical fucking worker, if a necessity in this country. The goddamn healthcare system, there is none for fucking poor people in this fucking country no more, unless you happen to be a fucking invader. They're using the same template they used on the fucking Indians. They're using our own resources to conquer us. But at least the goddamn Indians, they fucking fought back. They didn't understand what they were up against, man. If they could have, and if they'd understood in 1491, I mean, just to conceive that such an evil fucking people existed as those people in Europe, that were, and I'm not talking about the poor son of a bitches that were treated like fuck, that were, well, they were slaves. They were fucking property of the fucking crown. I'm not talking about those who crossed the fucking ocean to get away with it, to go and live in the wilderness with fucking Indians. They were happy here. And the Indians and those people got along. It's when the treaty had been broken. And then they go, you gotta go kill the fucking Indians, your neighbors and shit. Because we broke the treaty with them, and the king says we're taking this goddamn hunk of land here away from them. You take it and you can have it. That's what they're telling. See? You take it and it's yours. You'll have rights and it'll belong to you. That's what they're telling these motherfuckers. And, you know, this thing with Biden, you know, he's already let 1 million in. And right now, I just seen a broadcast before I came up here that there are 10,000 more of them gathering down there in fucking Guatemala, right on the fucking Mexican border. 10,000 of them headed right straight up here, because the last ones, every goddamn one of them made it through. I think they shipped back 1,000, which they probably put on a plane and shipped back the next fucking day. Just for the fucking, so they could put a camera on it and say, see, we're doing something. Yeah, you fucking son of a bitches. You, 1 million people. You know how many 1 million is? How about 1 million of us stand up and fucking fight? You know what 1 million would do to their fucking program? If just 1 million... And we can put up we can put up 40 million. How would that be if 40 million just across this goddamn country as individual free sovereigns, we'd meet on the trail, heading south, just fucking went across this goddamn country? They cannot match us. And the goddamn military, I mean, they're telling them to take the death shot or fucking, they're gonna court-martial them and shit. Leave the fucking army, people. You are our brothers and sisters. And bring the equipment that belongs to us with you. Because it's for the defense of our law and our way of life. That's what we paid for it for. Not to be used to take it away from us. Don't you see? You went across, I mean, they tricked the people into thinking that freedom was coming across this country. Well, you know, every time they get a place settled, then here come a fucking lord from over across the fucking sea. Well, now this is mine. Well, wait a minute, son of a bitch. We settled this fucking land. We fucking blazed the trails into the wilderness. We fought the Indians. We cleared the land, or fucking just stole it from them because they had fucking cities too. But fucking, and then the corporate lord shows up after it's safe, and he's got a fucking army around him to protect him of privateers, just like these cocksuckers have got. And then, oh, this is all mine, and you're all under my fucking rule. And that's the way it fucking was. And so the people moved further into the wilderness. That's how they conquered this goddamn continent. Just people trying to get away from this fucking shit. And it's now, we're here on the West Coast, and it's piling up here. And it's time to fucking show if we're fucking men or mice. Rather, we'll let a bunch of fucking pencil neck fucking communist fascist pricks fucking take our country away from us and enslave us, or take us to a ditch and put a bullet in our head, or if we're going to fucking use our goddamn arsenal. We have a plenty to wipe them out, and they know it. That's why they play these fucking games with us. That's why they're pumping all these fucking foreigners in here. We were, before they started this shit, people, we had a culture. And you got, every one of you knows it. Fucking, there was a black and white thing. It was almost fucking gone. All fucking, I mean, all of the thing about the pigment of the skin was all fucking gone. Your average fucking person didn't think no different than nobody, no matter what color their skin was. They're a good person, they're a good person, they're a bad person, they're a bad person. Didn't matter what color you were. And we had done it ourselves. Just because we like living, we like being left alone, and if the fellow next door, I don't care what color his fucking skin is, or what his religion is, if he keeps it to himself. I got no fucking, what would you have a beef about? But they have stolen, what they have stolen in wealth from us people, the people who actually belong here, who are American nationals of all pigments of skin, it belongs to us. They have stolen from us that nuclear arsenal that fucking Joe Biden threatened to shoot fucking, three atomic bombs at us. Who are you going to shoot them at? See, they can't, that's why they want us grouped up. That's why they want a command structure. If they get a command structure with, and call it the militia, then you're going to be wearing insignia that says you're under the command. You, again, here you are. You're fighting to get away from goddamn somebody commanding you. And fucking telling you what to do and when to do it. And how you gonna, well, we gotta have a command structure. And then they're bought off within a fucking week. Infiltrated by the fucking, I mean, they're, you know, got as many of the goddamn enemy in their fucking ranks as they have fucking, people who are just wanting fucking power. But you will find that they all are industrialists. They are here, the 3 percenters, those oath keepers, they're here to protect the industry. They want it back for the, they want it back for the, Masonic dirty church cabal of this fucking country. So that they are the ones that are fucking the ruling elite. And they are the ones that sold your fucking rights out in the first place. They are the ones that got rid of your common law courts where you could hang their asses for this shit. On paper. Just all you had to do is file the charges. They couldn't just say, well, the DA decided not to prosecute this guy that you saw, buggering little boys and girls. They've just, the DA decides. No, the DA doesn't fucking decide. There's no authority higher than the people in this country. I fucking file a case in the fucking common law court. I'm responsible for it. Win or lose. Somebody files against me, I lose, I lose. But if I win, I win. And no motherfucker gets to tell me whether I get the process or not. It's guaranteed. And before you can gain jurisdictional authority over me, you have to go through that procedural due process. Why won't they talk about it on TV? Why won't fucker Carlson talk about it? Why will none of them talk about the Bill of Rights just standing by itself? The day it was fucking ratified, before it was added as amendments to that fucking Constitution, it had already went to each state and been ratified as the supreme law of that state. And thus the supreme law of the land. When a majority of the states had fucking ratified it. Now see all this shit that they're doing, like this shit Kate Brown's trying, and Biden here, you know, just, oh, when he let in 4 million people. Well, he gave away the property of a piece of this fucking nation that belonged to me, the 4 million different pieces, that's 4 million different little pieces of this fucking country he gave away that belonged to me. Did I get my due process of the law? Did anybody file any individual goddamn lawsuit against me? Or a fucking criminal fucking suit against me? No. There was no due process of law. These guys are not fucking kings and queens. And they do not own this goddamn country. We the people do. And to remove it from us, it's plain and clear. That's why that Bill of Rights was put in fucking place. And if it's fucking enforced, it fucking does. It fucking protects you. But we all have to protect one another by enforcing our own rights. And if you see the fellow next to you's rights being fucking trampled, if it costs you your fucking life, it is your duty to fucking enforce that fucking law. Coming up on the civil, what they call the civil war, the war of the fucking internationals wanting to fucking take control of the fucking South and remove the people of their individual, rights and freedoms. When that war fucking started, man. Did anybody get the bill? Yeah, they did. They got the Bill of Rights out, people. And they started sending the writs to the fucking courts. They started, and they were common law courts. They had to stay within the common law. They didn't have no admiralty. It wasn't allowed here. It's the law of the fucking sea. The law of the captain, the law of the gavel, what the motherfucker says hits the gavel. That's what the law is at the moment.
It started on the 33rd parallel.
It sure as hell did. Just like the goddamn Korean War started on the 33rd parallel. Where'd that end up at, by the way, Charlie?
Yeah, and now you passed me up. I thought I don't know.
It ended up on the 33rd parallel, right where it fucking started. That's where it ended up after how many deaths. Look at the division between North and South Korea, right on the 33rd parallel. They fucking, these goddamn son of a bitches have been doing this to us forever. Huh. At any rate, guys, you know where you stand. I mean, I'm going to set up here every day and I'm going to fucking throw outrages at you. I mean, just like this shit here, this Oregon thing. That's confiscating your fucking house without due process of the law and then pretending they have the jurisdictional authority to tell you what you can do in your goddamn house. Where you, and over your fucking guns, which it says shall not be infringed, period. If they can tell me I have to set my gun down, that's a fucking infringement. If they tell me I have to set my gun in a corner, fuck you. You have no jurisdictional authority. And what you did was a violation of the fucking law, equating to goddamn sedition and treason. By definition of the English language and the fucking supreme superior law of this land, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, and unenforced. Whose fault is that? This is a shithole we're living in now. Whose fault is it? It's fucking our fault. Because we allowed it. They didn't do it. They didn't overrun us. They didn't overpower us. They just fucking threatened. Well, if you, if you have a bump stock, it's going to be 900 years in jail. Well, fuck you. I'll use that fucking bump stock then, you son of a bitch. You do not fucking interfere in my goddamn rights. You do not interfere in our autonomy. We have a right to self-rule under that Bill of Rights. If you take, you keep your fucking goddamn admiralty jurisdiction, you get it, fat, get Washington DC off our fucking land. I mean, the District of Columbia is Maryland. That was the state of fucking Maryland. You get that motherfucker off our land. You can't bring the admiralty onto this goddamn land. That's one of the things that the fucking people who fought back in 1775 were fighting over. Was the dreaded, they called it the dreaded admiralty. And by God, I guarantee you the ones that fought and died to get that goddamn Bill of Rights, absolutely. I mean, one of the main things that was part of that was it was never going to be in this country. And the fact that they had already fucking violated their own fucking Bill of Rights by fucking declaring an attorney general and declaring original jurisdiction, that means ownership. If we've got the jurisdiction, goddamn, we're in control of that fucking, we are in control of that section of land, and it's being done under the admiralty, which is not the fucking common law, which does not, what they'll tell you is we're doing this under the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, the Uniform Commercial Code can't be used in the United States then, you motherfucker, because you can't write a contract, you can't write a law, a fucking policy. You cannot do anything that infringes on those fucking rights. Infringes or denies. The Ninth Article says it. And nothing in the Constitution or your fucking phony ass fucking, corporate fucking Constitution, your fucking, your United States corporate, you can't, that is the highest law in the land. It says nothing can be construed as to deny the rights, deny or disparage the rights of the, others, the other rights held by the people. So there is a separation there. Of our rights and what we granted to the fucking government. And one thing we made sure they understood is they would never have the power to fucking deny or disparage our fucking natural rights. Our rights that make us free, that give us our liberty and our right to own fucking property. It was clear, but goddamn, like I said from the beginning, the failure to enforce it, the people, because only 3% fought the war, 3% understood it. That's why you had the Anti-Federalist Papers. That came in and said, this is what these pricks are trying to do. These fucking lawyers, that weren't even supposed to be in this country, but fucking this is what they're trying to do through legal ease. Do you see this open subject matter here called the fucking Commerce Clause? Do you see this open subject matter called the General Welfare Clause? They could say it was to the general welfare of this country just to fucking take half of you out and fucking execute you so for the general welfare, as long as they took one less of you than they left, that would be to the benefit of the rest because they'd get more, so that would be for the general welfare. I mean, that's how that could be interpreted. That is subject matter. There's no subject matter in law. There is only fact. And the one thing these fuckers never fucking put up is a goddamn fact. And they will not address that Bill of Rights except to say that they're at war with it. And that what that cunt just did up there in fucking Salem, that was a fucking assault on your fucking Bill of Rights. Now, how are you going to answer that fucking assault? That is the question. We're at 4 after the hour. We're done. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But they are starting to the assaults. See, they're not coming with fucking troops like a goddamn invading army. We're declaring war on you. We're declaring backstabbing fucking goddamn communist slime, worm shit, motherfucking slip around your back and convince you we have authority. You don't have that authority. Our law is very fucking clear. It's written in fucking fact and it can't be interpreted but one fucking way and you can't touch it and you know it. But by God, if we don't get to enforcing it, people, it ain't worth the paper it's written on. If you ain't got the balls and the spine to stand up and enforce that fucking law, it ain't worth nothing. You can be a goddamn slave. You can live like the fucking peasants and peons and fucking fipes. Serfs and the fiefdoms did in England. They loved that shit. The fat ass fucking king sitting there with gold fucking drinking wine out of a gold cup, him sitting right beside the bishop because you had the goddamn phony ass fucking church saying, oh, he's their God, this is what God wants. God wants you to be a fucking miserable ass peasant to live your life in pure fucking misery so that this great man here, this fucking 450-pound fucking slob who can't walk 10 fucking feet that smells like shit can fucking rule over you so that you can serve him. Fuck you. I'll hang his fat ass. I'll get a bigger rope. That's the word from the trenches.